dictation for new patient visit, Deborah Simpson. DeborahSimpson. Deborah Simpson. Date of birth is 6/2/1983. Date of accident 12/24/2022. Date of accident is 12/24/2022. Date of service is actually January 20th, 2023. The patient Deborah Simpson is here for a evaluation as a new patient. She was referred by her physical therapist. Pain started immediately after the accident, according to her, on 12/24/2022. And she attributes this to be because of the automobile accident. The chief complaints are severe pain in the neck, mid-back, upper back, and lower back, right knee and right hip, and chest. History of the automobile accident is as follows. On 12/24/2022, around 3:15 p.m., she was traveling as a driver of a minivan, which is Chrysler Town and Country, in Oak Park near Ojiman and Kipling. She was traveling by herself. Nobody else was there in the car. She was just going to a grocery store, which is located on Greenfield and 11 miles. While she was traveling from a side street, another car, Kia, came at almost 40 miles an hour. She was traveling at 20 miles. The other car didn't stop on a stop sign, and this was a 75-year-old gentleman. In the process, the other car hit her car in a T-bone fashion on the driver's side. And the impact caused her van to spin three times 360 degrees, and it landed up in a neighborhood lawn facing the traffic. The damage was to the driver's side doors. All the windows were broken on both the doors. The car was totaled. Airbags were all deployed. The seat was broken from its rail and twisted. The steering wheel also broke down. Headrest was okay. However, the dashboard was broken in the middle, and the console between the two seats was also broken. As a result of this impact, patient reported that she did not lose any consciousness. It was not a hit and run accident. The police arrived at the scene. Ambulance did not arrive at the scene, and the patient was wearing seatbelt, and she was not taken to the hospital at the time of accident, although she was T-boned on the driver's side. During the impact, patient remembers that she her console between the two seats was broken completely, and she hit to the frontal dashboard by her knees. And according to her, the entire seat was broken and twisted from the rails. And in that process, she injured her right knee and right hip into the dashboard. The seatbelt caused the chest pain, although it was intact and not broken. It was deployed. She remembers that she has a whiplash to the neck, and she hit her head into the headrest. And patient had the following history of presenting illness. History of headaches. The patient started having immediate headaches that are 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, and they are severe, 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. And they are all day long, they are present. They are located on the front and the back, and they are severe and off and on, and they are sensitive to, they are not sensitive to the light or noise. They're not associated with any nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. Patient doesn't list any symptom of TBI, only anxiety. She has panic, she has, and she's scared of the event. However, she denies any dizziness, vertigo, any vision problem, memory problem, balance problem, no confusion, disorientation, no seizures or blackout, no incontinence of the urine. None of them are reported. However, the patient does suffer from weakness, difficulty walking, fainting, sleep disturbance, very mild anxiety and depression. The ADLs are not affected incredibly at this time. Other than that, patient started having pain symptoms in the neck, which is 7, without radiation to the arms. The middle back and upper back pain is around 5. Lower back pain is reported to be 8, without any radiation to the buttocks or the leg or toes. No finger and toes involvement is reported. All these pains are non-radiating. The pain in the right knee is around 6 and pain in the right hip is 4. The knee was swollen. She is only able to sleep for 4 hours and she can walk less than a block and she can sit and stand okay. And the pains are continuously present and are described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, aching and tender. They are range of severity is from 5 to 10 depending on the day. ADLs are affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10 maximum in only a couple of areas. The modified factor for the pain is worsened by sitting, bending, standing, lying down, walking and driving and improved by nothing. The patient has chest pain, which is dull, and it's almost going away. There was an X-ray of the chest was done at urgent care, where she went after the accident in Royal Oak. They provided muscle relaxer and Motrin, but no other studies were done. She didn't go to any hospital. She has had no other therapy yet. Pain in the right knee is around 6. The knee jammed into the dashboard and it resulted in pain in the knee as well as into the hip. Although she can walk. And x-rays and treatment were done at Beaumont Hospital, though from the urgent care they sent there. At this time, she has no numbness, tingling or pins and needle of the upper or lower extremities. And there is no bladder and bowel incontinence. And there is a muscle weakness in general. In the system review, patient has no positive except in neurological disorder, positive for back and neck pain, injury, weakness of the right knee and leg and headaches. In the psychiatry, positive for anxiety, depression, nervousness. Past surgical history, 3 C-sections at Herzl Hospital, breast reduction in 2006. And allergies to augmenting. Family history is positive as follows. The mother is alive, suffers from diabetes and cancer. Father is deceased and died from cancer. Siblings are all alive and well, no medical problems. Separated. Current employment status, she is working for a blood draw at a fertility clinic. She is employed full-time and unemployed due to the pain currently. Legal history, patient has Dan Padilla as the attorney. Personal history, patient does not drink, does not smoke, does not use recreational drugs. She has no suicidal thoughts, homicidal thoughts. And she has anxiety and depression on a milder degree and mild sleep disturbance. Once again, the ADLs are not reported, only she reports that walking and standing and running is affected 5. The vacuuming, cooking in the kitchen, and reaching out to the community is affected to 5. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 140 over 87. Pulse is 71. Respiratory rate is 20. Temperature is 98. Height is 5'4". Weight is 170. And this is a 35-year-old white female of a good build and nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, cholelithia. Thirty-five-year-old white female of a good build, nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious, no sinus and jaundice, clubbing, cholelithia. The patient is able to walk well with limping because of the right knee and right leg. The ambulation is antalgic and painful. Patient is not using a cane, but she will need. There is no acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. Patient appears severely anxious. Rest of the exam is from the template, including the musculature examination, except for the paraspinal muscle from L1 to L5, the rest of the muscles are intact. The musculature examination, the rest of the muscles will be with normal tone and contraction, and no fasciculation or tremors are noticed elsewhere. Only from L1 to L5 paraspinal muscles are in spasm and they are tender, and few trigger points notice. In the musculoskeletal spine examination, inspection and palpation, the entire spine is normal, and please use the template. Spine tenderness is present in right sacroiliac joint. Other than that, there is no area of tenderness. There is no hypertonicity or muscle spasm. I mean, no hypertonicity and tenderness. The range of motion of the cervical spine is forward flexion is 30, extension is 30, bilateral side flexion is 25, bilateral rotation is 40. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 30. Extension is 30, bilateral side flexion is 15, bilateral rotation is 20. In the maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling sign is positive, Lerman test is positive, distraction test positive, Sotohart test was positive. In the thoracic spine, Roos test was negative, and Slump test is negative. In the lumbar spine, Budzinski-Kernick test is negative, straight leg raising test is positive at 40 degrees, and contralateral leg raise test is positive. Prager test is negative. CAM test is positive. Babinski sign is negative. Sacroiliac joint. Right sacroiliac joint is tender. And Faber test is positive on the right side. And Gunsland test is positive on the right. The distraction test, iliac compression test were found negative. The extremities examination. In the extremities examination, except for the right knee and right hip, no other positive findings. On examination of the right hip, on inspection, the hip appears to be completely normal, and the Thomas test, Ellie test are negative, log roll test is negative, and range of motion of the hip is completely normal at 140 degrees of extension and flexion, 40 degrees of internal and external rotation. The examination of the right knee reveals a lot of swelling in the knee, and peripatellar swelling. Patellar apprehension test was positive. The crepitus is not present on moving the knee, and range of motion is 135 degrees of flexion. And Steinman's sign is negative. The valgus varus abnormality is not present. McMurray sign is positive. The examination of the shoulder is negative. The examination of the chest was negative for any fracture or any issue. There is no contusion. Diagnosis. V8 9.2, in the general V8 9.2 x60, gait problem, R26.89, R53.1, S09.90 XA, CNS, R51, R42, F41, F32.9. The muscles M60.9, M79.1, M62.838. Ligaments M54.0. Pain in the right hip M25.551. Pain in the right knee M25.561. Possible meniscus tear M23.205, M23.202, cervical spine M54.2, 50.20, M54.12, 53.82, S13.4, XXA. Lumbar spine M54.5, 51.27, 54.16. 54.42, S33.5, XXN. Sacroiliac spine, M46.1. S33.5, XXN. Plan of care for Deborah Simpson is from the template. Treatment plan, the first is physical therapy, which is recommended 3 times per week, focusing on the neck, mid back, lower back, hip, left knee, and left wrist. Focusing on the traction, massage, home therapy, yoga, meditation, warm heat, wet heat, infrared heat. Job-wise, patient is placed on a light-duty job for 7 hours, 7 days, 5-pound lifting limit. I've added for hospital replacement services for 1 month. The medications, non-narcotic medication, naproxen 500 twice a day, 60 tablets, Flexeril, 10 milligram twice a day, 60 tablets for muscle relaxation. Naproxen is for anti-inflammatory effect. Allevil 50 milligram at night for GAD disorder and sleep, pain relief. Lidocaine gel 5%, 200 gram for topical pain relief. Voltaren gel 3% for topical pain relief. Furoscid 102 every 6 hour PRN, 75 tablets for headaches. Narcotic pain medication is Tylenol codeine number 3, 1 every 12 hour PRN, 60 tablets are provided. Now On pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Weight loss program is not required. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records, none are available. Interventional pain procedures, none warranted currently. Surgical options, none warranted. Referral to neuropsych evaluation is not required. Patient doesn't have any TBI symptoms. Provision of attended care and caseworker is not required right now. Past medical records are not required. Investigations. An MRI for the cervical spine, lumbar spine, and right knee was ordered. The DME session is wanted only a knee brace that has been ordered. She didn't want any back brace or any ice cold therapy or any other treatment. She didn't want a neck brace, neck traction device or tension unit. Education, yes. Follow-up visit in 10 days. Physician contact is in Ten days. Thank you.